Hey everyone, you guys kind of know us if you're here already. I'm Carolyn.
I'm Doreen. Yeah. Sorry, I always just jump in with the intro because I'm important too.
I'm used to it, and I'm sure everyone else is too by now.
Not wrong.
Okay, so we're just going to dive in. Let's get to the nitty gritty on how to hashtag.
Okay, so you are actually the person who manages most of our client accounts here at Knapp Creative, so I'm sure that you see stuff all the time that's like, you know, maybe that's a bad idea. Okay, so why don't you jump in and start with like something that you see that you're like, maybe don't do that.
Okay, so right out of the gate, one of the biggest, most common mistakes that I see with hashtags is they're not being used properly. So when you think about hashtags, think of a search engine, and all of these hashtags are things that people search for, if that makes sense.
It's like a mini Google, where it's like, what are they actually typing into Google? That's probably what they're typing into the hashtags. Lethbridge photographer.
Yeah.
Airdrie moms. I don't know.
Whatever it might be. Those are real hashtags.
They totally are, yes.
Yeah, so that's like the biggest right off the cuff thing that I always see. What about you? I'll just take
that. That's a good one. Right, I do like that one. Okay, so let me see. So using it as a search engine is a good idea. I also find like a lot of people will stuff it with industry jargon. So it's like things that maybe other people that are in your field or in your niche are going to be searching for, but your actual client, like the end user, doesn't even know that exists. Like,
yeah, so you're not really targeting the right person.
Yeah. So like maybe as a graphic designer, you use Adobe Illustrator and you're using like Illustrator designs, or I don't know. Yeah, you're going to be using stuff that other designers, they're going to know to look that up and they're going to follow that. But you're just going to attract a whole lot of basically your competition, which is the last thing that you want to do, right? Like you want to attract your perfect fit clients. So make sure that you're using hashtags that, you know, are not stuffed with industry jargon. And then I'm just going to add into that one other thing. So you're using hashtags to increase reach on your posts. Obviously, that's like the first and foremost, you know, reason to use hashtags.
Yeah.
But another reason or way that hashtags work really well is as a networking tool. So you can follow hashtags on Instagram. I feel like everybody knows this, but every time I feel like everybody.
You might be surprised.
80% of people have never heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. So you can follow hashtags. They're like little mini communities on Instagram. So use them to connect with, you know, people that might be a good fit for like either, you know, clients of yours or even people that you'd want to collaborate with in the future, things like that. Like those are really important relationships to have in your business. And hashtags are such an easy way to just find those little communities. So that's another really good.
Yeah. And I think I love that you called it a community. That hits the nail on the head. That's perfect.
Yeah. How on earth is there a thing that's like a community and a search engine at the same time? I don't know, but hashtags are awesome.
I'm on board with it.
Yeah, totally.
So just moving on from that. So what's a trick to hashtag that maybe not everybody knows?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think for me, this is actually a pretty recent light bulb moment for me as far as hashtags go. So it's kind of goes into the process of creating hashtags. So this is what I used to do. I would go in every three. Okay, so I'm going to say every 3 months, but that's a lie because I never get around to it. So it's probably every 6 months to go in and like update all of my hashtag library. So then I'd go in and do all the research and like get a whole bunch of sets, you know, and then like one set for each type of post. And that's how I did it. And that was fine. Like it worked fine, like no issue. But what else you can do is you can create a post and then you can find, you know, one or two hashtags that are a good match for the post that you have. And then you can kind of cycle them through. So, you find a live hashtag that's related. And then if you look, this is so hard to explain actually like this without showing. Okay. So let's start back, create a post, then find a hashtag that's related to your post. And then if you look at the top posts in that hashtag, you're going to see about how many likes and comments that those posts get. So take a peek at that. And if those top posts are getting similar engagement to what you typically get on your account, then that's a really, really good fit for you because you have a good chance of making it to the top. And then you're in that, you know, featured post instead of expiring really fast.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to pause you for a second there. And then maybe to our listeners, can you explain like where they see how common or how popular the hashtag is, like where do they find that information?
Oh, like, okay, so that's like a good question.
How many uses of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so, like, how big is a big hashtag? Is that what you're asking?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that, sure. And, like, how do they know? Like, where do they see that actual information?
That's a good, so, okay, so we're going to include it in the, I want to call it show notes. This is not a podcast, but we're going to call it show notes. I actually have this in my notes. Let me just dig it up here. Sorry, this is an awkward pause. I have to actually find this information because
That's okay.
So in the meanwhile, is there anything? Yes.
Maybe while you're reviewing that, I can talk a little bit like about what people can do today.
Okay, that's a really good, yes, that's a great place to.
Okay, so if you're here, obviously you're trying to grow your social and make it the best it can be. So one thing you can do today that'll improve your hashtag strategy that I would recommend is just to go and create like the different libraries of hashtags. So the maximum amount of hashtags you can include on one post is 30. So I would recommend just doing sets of 30.
Yes.
That target your ideal client. So what are they searching for? Who are they following? And you want to show up for them in those hashtags. So just create, like Doreen said, like for different types of posts, create different libraries and sets of hashtags.
I do think that's a great idea. So that goes back to what I was saying earlier, where if you want to do like the loop or whatever, the thing where you find one or two, just do a set of like maybe 27 or something, 28, like right up there. And then you can loop through those and then it'll kind of cycle through, so you're not creating right. new libraries, but then also like it gives you a good
the couple extra, the most recent one,
yeah, like it gives you it's really fresh and it gives you a good starting point, because you need to start with a set in order to use that process. So
yeah
so create the set, but not to contradict you, make it a little bit less than 30 if you're gonna do the new system, I'm gonna call it.
I actually love
30. Yeah.
This is going to sound silly, but I just learned like a trick that you use for our socials, whereas like I create the sets of 30 and then I'm always erasing three or four of them to refresh things. But
right.
now that you're mentioning it, it's so obvious to just do less and not have to erase.
Yes. So you're learning tricks as well. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So as far as your question goes with how big is a big hashtag and what should you be targeting for the size of your account? I don't have that information in front of me, but it is really good information to have. So I'm just going to include it in the show notes here. So just take a peek at those if you're listening. Make sure that you check the show notes and that information will be in there. I just don't have it in the room with me right now. So yeah.
Okay. That's okay. That's perfect. And then maybe I'll ask you this then, like, is there anything else that you feel people really need to know about how to hashtag properly?
Okay.
Or hashtags in general.
Okay, I have a one more thing. I have a little bit of tough love, to be honest. Okay, so.
Oh, shocker.
I know. You like it. Okay, so really, all of this being said is that a good hashtag will not save a crappy post. Like, if you have crappy content,
yes.
hashtags aren't going to save you. So, I mean, make sure that your hashtags are good. Like, I cannot even tell you the number of times, like, because I follow hashtags, that I'll browse, like, we are the creative economy. That's a really good hashtag. 9 to Thrive. That's another one of my favorites. I just have those. And the number of people that I follow, because they pop up with really good quality content in that, you know, in my feed.
Me.
So good. Yeah. Like, I just love it. So if you have crappy content, it's probably not going to show up because it's a snowball effect. And also people aren't going to do anything with it, you know? So really make sure that the content, that's first and foremost, is good to start with. And then the hashtag is like the cherry on top, really.
Yeah.
So make sure that you've got the foundation first, which, I mean, we cover that in lots of these strategies as well. So stay tuned for those for sure. But Okay, cool. Any other things before we wrap up?
No, I think like we kind of touched the basic things that people can actually take away with and hit the ground running with their hashtags.
Happy hashtagging, guys.
All right. Peace. Okay. Hashtag.
I love it.